Fearlessly Courageous Devotionals, written and read by Dennis Piller on Friday, April 15th, 2022. I hope you're enjoying the new audio feature. Your first love. Do you remember the emotions and mindset of your first love? Everything was a first. First date, first song, first butterflies, first sleepless night, first kiss. Every thought seemed to include them. I remember being motivated to include her in everything. We never forget. What was salvation like for you? Do you remember the hunger to learn more about God, reading and listening so intently with a thousand questions? Was it like that, or was yours a slow metamorphosis of truth that became a reality for you over time? I know everyone's different. But I know that when I finally came to the reality in my heart that she was the forever one for me, something changed, and I have grown in that love for her each year of our marriage. My mom told me last month that if your dad was still alive, we would have been married 72 years. I miss him. That should also describe our love for God. I believe love grows. Sure, it's a commitment, and there are hard times, but I believe we grow what we nurture, what we spend time with, what we think about. Love grows when we realize its value and worth to us. Love grows with time and focus and intentionality. The first time love is used in the Bible is in Genesis 22:2, when Isaac offered up his son to die. That is a love that I'm not sure that I know or possess, but I want to. And I think you would like that too. But where is it? Where did it go? Or did I ever really have it? I do know that in the middle of loving my wife and family, trying to stay afloat, sometimes I've drifted away. Usually it's only for a while. My spouse may ask me a dozen times, "Are you okay? You don't seem yourself." Maybe you do love God and want to be closer, but you've grown a little stale or distant, a little ordinary and even a bit empty. It almost seems we need a tragedy or a huge mountain to face before I can regenerate my motivation to read His Word more, to pray more, to think of God more, to intentionally do something to draw closer to Him. And there is certainly enough going on in America to make all of us drop to our knees. When we do not depend fully on God to meet our daily needs, His love will grow cold. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and what thou cannot bear. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Revelations 2, 4, and 5. You know, repent is not a bad word. It's really the way home. So we need to repent for our indifference. Give up the thoughts, attitudes, and actions that have taken our attention away from your wholehearted love for God, and you will stoke the embers back into a flame for Christ. Easter is this weekend. Prepare your heart before you go. Count your blessings, whatever they are, and praise Him for all that He's done for you. Be sure to be in church and take someone with you. It says in Romans 2:4, encounter the heart of God and let His love renew within you your first love. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled weekend. God bless.